Got this right, the only thing between you and that food over there is me. I'll do my dead level best to keep it short. Yes, I am the church official mascot bike mooch. That's what they all call me. I don't have a bike of my own, but I do have a license to ride one, glory to God. So they go ahead and let me use the bikes as they come available. I vowed to them this year that I would have my own motorcycle, and I will not ride again until I have my own. I'm tired of borrowing one and having to have everybody else make arrangements for me to ride a bike. So I've been praying that the Lord would answer my prayer and give me my own bike. So I hope that that happens. I don't care what it is, Harley, Honda, Schwinn, whatever it is, I'll take it, and I'll ride it joyfully, except for that scooter that guy rode out. Of course, the engine was a good one in that scooter, I'll tell you that, but the pipes weren't loud enough on that engine. Of course, after the beans tonight, we might have a differing opinion, but I just want to talk to you tonight just a little bit. There's three unique freedoms that I see in that a biker can enjoy. And these three unique freedoms are something that only the biker can have all three. We as Christians can have one of them. We as Americans have one of them. But a biker has a freedom, and I want to start out right with that. The biker has a unique freedom in the fact that they get to ride a motorcycle. And I've heard several times, and I've never, ever heard of a motorcycler that's not patriotic. That I will tell you. Every motorcyclist I've ever talked to is behind his country 100%. Yes, I understand that we have issues in this country right now and some things that we may or may not be proud of, but irrelevant as that may be, we have the greatest country on the face of this planet. We live in a wonderful country. And inside that country, we have been afforded the right to go out and purchase a motorcycle. The title of the message tonight is Freedom Isn't Free. I've noticed this because a lot of folks have freedom in riding motorcycles. They get this wonderful freedom of being able to go out in the open road. And I've heard it said that it is absolutely wonderful to have this freedom of being able to get out on the open road, the wind in your scalp, and having be able to ride the bike. And yes, I was talking to Sean and Steve. Yes, I know their scalp. But the wonderful freedom of being able to ride a motorcycle is just a wonderful thing. It's a different experience. It's not like being in a car. It's not like being in a different vehicle. It's just different. You're by yourself. You're out there where really nobody else is. You get to feel that wonderful wind. You get to be able to see things that other people just don't see. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Tonight has rain, but you know what? It'll be all right. I know that about bikers. Pretty much everything is all right with them. Yeah. It's a different group of people. It's a group of people that desire to have that freedom. I'm thankful that the Lord allows each one of us to live in this country where freedom wasn't free. We ride our motorcycles, or I ride your motorcycles. And I know that that freedom isn't free. I know that as I go out and look at motorcycles, hoping someday to be able to purchase, I realize that that freedom's not going to be free. I realize that there's things you have to do. You have to get a license. You have to take a course. You have to buy a bike. Yep. Freedom isn't free. And I think about those things, I think, it is so worth it, though, for that freedom. It's so worth it to be able to take your motorcycle out. It's so worth it to be able to ride and hear those loud pipes behind you. At least some of you have loud pipes. And you get to hear the roar of the bike. And if you ever ride behind Sean, man, get earplugs, because all you're going to be able to hear is his bike. You won't even know if yours is running or not. Under each overpass that you go, the guy hits it, and it just literally shakes your brains. And when I borrowed his bike, I did it under everyone too. Such a child. That's a wonderful freedom, but that freedom didn't come free. The second place that the people in this room all get to enjoy is the freedom of this country. You're patriots. I've never met a biker that's not a patriot. I'm thankful to live in a country that is free. I'm thankful to live in a country where there's several people in this room right now that are putting their lives on the line as soldiers in the military. We love soldiers here. There's no separation of church and soldiers in this church. We love our soldiers here. We love our veterans here. We love people that have fought and died to give us the freedom that we so enjoy today. I'm so thankful to live in a country where I'm free. We are afforded that freedom. We are afforded that freedom because men came over to this wonderful country and fought for it.
We need to fight for what we believe in. We need to fight for that freedom that we so desperately have. I dare you to go try to take a motorcycle away from a biker. That's taking away his freedom. That's taking away his joy. And I'm going to be honest with you, if I was Sean, I'd have never let me ride his bike. I'll tell you that right now. But that's a freedom that is afforded to us just as the freedom of America is. And I know there's no comparison there, but understand this. The one thing that is the battle cry is freedom is not free. People have had to pay for what we have today. People have had to pay for that. Some with the ultimate payment. I'm so thankful for the people in our country that died for us. I'm so thankful for the people that continue to serve for us so we can have a country that is free. One more set of freedom and we'll go eat. This is a freedom that's afforded to a special group of people. This freedom is unique, just as it's unique in America, just as it's unique to own a motorcycle, just different freedoms. This freedom is very unique. This freedom is found in John chapter 8. In John chapter 8, in verse 31, the Bible says, "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now what you must understand is this truth is speaking of a truth of Jesus Christ dying on a cross for us. This is the truth that of Jesus Christ coming to this earth and dying just for us. This is the truth of Jesus Christ coming to this earth, dying, and then rising again just for us. This is a truth that if you believe and if you take this into your heart, the Bible says, "He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son hath not life." The Bible says this truth, if you believe it in your heart, shall make you free. Doesn't say set you free. We miss that a lot. We quote this verse wrong a lot. We say, well, the truth shall set you free. No, being set free means you were once in bondage. But Jesus Christ has paid for you in such a way that it makes you free as though you've never been in bondage. You might say, well, preacher, you don't know what I've done. You don't know where I've been. You don't know where I'm going. And you don't know where I've been. And you don't know where I'm going. But Jesus Christ still died for me. And let me explain something to you. It doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter where you're going. It doesn't matter what you do or what you've done. What matters is that you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and claim the freedom that didn't come for free. That freedom that He came down to this earth and died just for you. Just for you. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you've done. Doesn't matter where you've been. All that matters is that you accept Him. And that is the truth that makes you free. If you don't know the Lord as your Savior, you are currently in bondage. And it's hard to hear that, but it's true. You are currently in bondage to sin. And although everyone in this building is a sinner, saved or unsaved, we're all sinners. We're all the same. Don't let anybody. I love the fact that people try to tell you how they're better than you or how they're better than me or they think higher than themselves. Understand this. Whether you ride a Yamaha or a Harley, you're a motorcycle rider. And I didn't hear a lot of amens from the bikers. I'll tell you that. Here, let me tell you something. You ain't got a Harley. You ain't got a bike. I understand the semantics. But understand this. Understand this. When you believe in Christ, that makes you a Christian. That makes you a child of God. It doesn't matter what you look like. He didn't come down here and die just for me because I got a suit on. He came down here and died for everybody. There's not a person in here He didn't die for. The question is, are you willing to accept Him as your Savior? Because if you don't know Him as Savior, you're still in bondage. You don't have that unique freedom. That unique freedom that didn't come free. It was paid for. It was paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. It was paid for by Him hanging on the cross. It has been paid for in full. There's no more payments to be made. Oh, you may be making bike payments for the rest of your life. But that payment has been made. It makes you free from the bondage of sin. It makes you free. There's going to be a day. If the Lord doesn't come back, there's going to be a day when we face death. And we'll be free from this old world to go to a wonderful place called heaven, where the streets are gold. Do you know that it really exists? It's not just a joke. It really does exist. Beautiful place. I can't wait to be there. And that's going to be a freedom. A freedom that is paid for by a wonderful Savior that loves us with everything He has. He gave Himself. He gave Himself for you and for me. You may say, well, I'm not worth it. Oh, yes, you are. See, you are worth it. You are worth it. He gave everything for you because He loves you, and you are worth it. I was a drunkard. Not proud of it. I was a drunkard. And He saved my soul because He loved me anyhow. It's a freedom that isn't free, but it was paid for by somebody other than me and gave me a promise of a wonderful eternity. If you don't know the Lord as your Savior today, you have the wonderful freedom of being able to ride a motorcycle. What a wonderful freedom that is. I'm still in bondage. In bondage to the Yamaha. I'm not riding it anymore, cheeseburger girl. I'm not doing it. I don't know that wonderful freedom. But I do know the freedom of being an American.
Yes. I love America.
And I know the freedom of being a Christian.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
One day I'll know that freedom. But I really, really hope that you don't leave this place until you've taken a gift from Jesus Christ. That gift is Himself. It's the gift of God, not from God, of God. He gives you Himself, dying for you to make you free. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Lord, I thank You so much for the opportunity and honor that it is to be here tonight. I count it an honor to be able to preach Your gospel. An honor to preach about freedom. The men and women that are represented here tonight, Lord, we need You. Lord, we thank You in advance for the wonderful freedom that You've already given us by paying it in full on the cross. Lord, please, if there be man or lady, boy or girl, under the sound of my voice tonight that hasn't accepted that wonderful freedom that did not come free, but You paid for us, Lord, don't let them leave this building until they absolutely know that they're going to heaven. With every head bowed and every eye closed, no one looking around, how many can say, preacher, I know 100% for sure that I have accepted Christ as my Savior. I've got that wonderful freedom that You're preaching about tonight. Put your hands up real big and tall. Real big and tall. You may put them down. Now, I don't want anybody looking around. This is not playtime. This is a time when I want the Lord to be able to deal with people. This is a freedom that He offers to you freely. A freedom that He offers to you with no reservation, no contingencies, no strings attached. He just wants you to call upon Him. The Bible says, he that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe in the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. And this life is in His Son. How many can say, you know what, Brother Dave, I'm not 100% sure that I'm going to heaven, but I sure would like to know. I will not come to you. I will not embarrass you. I promise you that with all my heart. I will not embarrass you tonight. Would you be willing to raise your hand and say, Brother Dave, I don't know. I want to pray for you. Can you put your hand up real big and tall? Can you put it up? I see those hands. Dear Lord, I'm about to ask the pastor to come. Lord, please have Your will and way in the invitation tonight. I saw some hands go up that Lord, they need to know You. And Lord, I want them, and so do You. You want them to have that freedom. You desperately desire them to be able to come to heaven to be with You someday. So Lord, please prick their hearts and move them tonight. Lord, be with them. Let them know how much they're loved. And let them know, although the freedom wasn't free, you were glad to pay it. Lord, help us tonight. And I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Preacher, would you please come?
Stand and sing one verse, just as I am. If you'd like to come and just ask Christ to save you at the altar tonight, you come right now. Let me just say this and we'll go over and have, we got a lot of food prepared for you. I was reading in the Bible this afternoon, John chapter 3, and Jesus told a priest, his name was Nicodemus, real religious person, and he said, Nicodemus, you must be born again. Can I say this to everyone here? It's no accident that you're here today. We have prayed every single day for the last few weeks. We've begged God to bring people here for this blessing of the bikers. We really have. We prayed that God would, that we could be a help to your life and that we could be an encouragement to your life, and that if there was anybody here that didn't know Christ as their Savior, that they would come to know Christ as their Savior. Because that's the most important thing in life. Not being a Baptist or a Catholic or a Lutheran or any religion. Don't worry about religion. Just get Jesus. Ride with the Lord. Let the Lord ride with you. We're gonna go in just 1 minute, but let's just bow our heads in prayer. You're here tonight and you don't really know. And I saw some hands go up. I looked with being the pastor, and I got to look. And I didn't look because I wanted to, I was looking because I concerned. And I was thankful that there was people that said, yeah, preacher, I do care about going to heaven when I die. You're here tonight and you don't know for sure if you'd go to heaven or not. Let me just say this to you. Jesus loves you. He died just for you. He died and he rose that third day and he's in heaven right now. And folks, he's coming back. The trump of God's ready to blow, and we're leaving this old world. But only those that know Christ as Savior. We had a lady, we prayed for a man. He got in an accident. We mentioned this morning. That man died, by the way. Wanda told me that man died. He was in critical condition. See, we never know when we're going to leave this world. But you need to be prepared when you do leave. Because once you leave, you either go to heaven or you go to hell. There's no two places. Either you go heaven or hell. There's no medium. That's why Christ came, so you could go to heaven. If you'd like to know, when you die, you'd go to heaven. And you'd really, you could say, every head bowed, no one looking around. You could say a prayer right now if you really meant it from your heart. You could say this prayer. Dear Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. And Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins. I believe you rose that third day. Lord Jesus, I'd like to have that freedom. I'd love to have that eternal freedom that Pastor Dave talked about, that only you can give, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, I'd like you to come in my heart right now. Forgive me of all my sins and save my soul from hell. Take me to heaven when I die. Jesus, right now, to the best I can do from my heart, I'm asking you to come into my heart and save my soul and to be my Savior. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Every head bowed, no one looking around. We're going to go and eat just 1 minute. If you said that prayer and you meant it from your heart, because the Bible says, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. If you meant it from your heart, the Bible says, for whosoever, that means anyone, shall call upon the name of the Lord, shall be saved. And if you just asked Christ to save you and you meant it, God saved you just now. That's how easy it is to get into heaven. You don't work for it. You take it's a gift. It's a free gift. Salvation is a free gift. God's a giver. We're the taker. Jesus is the gift that gives eternal life. No one's looking around right before we leave. I'm just curious. And I promise, I give you my word as a man of God. I will not come to you, and I will not embarrass you. But I'd just like to pray for you. You'd say, preacher, I said that prayer. While you said that prayer, I just asked God to save me. Would you raise your hand? Did anyone do that? Yes. 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 God bless you. Anyone else? I saw some hands. Anyone else? Preacher, I did ask Christ to save me this night. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm so glad that you're here tonight and you've honored us with your presence. We're going to have a great time eating because we like to eat. I like to eat. It's fun.